Hello and welcome to a special bonus episode of Pop Fishbowl. I am your host Ezekiel. No music today, guys, because I'm not feeling great and I just really wanted to dish and gush about the Gilmore Girls. So here's the quick story. Gilmore Girls came out 16 years ago almost. It came out in October of 2000. So about 15.8 years ago, but really 16 years ago. It's kind of had a resurgence lately because, similar to a lot of shows having a comeback, Netflix is going to do, I think, a series of about 4 or 5 episodes where each episode follows kind of a day in the life of that year or a period in that year. So, and it's a show that's been quite recommended to me over the years. More recently by my internet friend Jordan, who, by the way, if you guys haven't watched, her and her lovely husband, like, seriously, they're like best friends. It's the most adorable thing ever that, like, these two amazing people are best friends and married each other, and they host an awesome podcast which is called The Preacher Cast, and they talk about just kind of the thoughts on the show Preacher on AMC. It's really lovely. Both her husband Josh and Jordan have this wonderful dynamic because he's read all the comics and she has not. So please do yourself a favor, watch all the episodes of Preacher, watch their podcast, spread it around. It's really good. They've got a really good dynamic. I can't say enough awesome things about this podcast. But anyways, so my internet friend Jordan, I think it's like one of her favorite shows. She's talked about it, and I trust Jordan pretty much because our tastes are pretty much in sync. She's introduced me to a lot of good music. She was the one who actually kind of nudged me into watching Twin Peaks, which, by the way, is amazing. So I recently got sick because I stupidly pushed myself too far covering a theater festival in my city, which my doctors told me not to do. They're like, seriously, do not stay up to like 3 in the morning every day trying to like review 33 shows and interview everyone and host a podcast. And of course I did it anyways because I'm a perfectionist and I want to be awesome. And that was stupid Zeke. But anyways, silver lining, I have time now because I'm like basically under house arrest. So I watched Gilmore Girls. I finished the first season on Friday. Guys, I am in love with this show. So going back 16 years ago, it premiered on the WB. The WB was the original channel, and I just didn't think I'd like it. It's really funny. I thought it was about, like, I knew it was about a mother and daughter in this town, but I don't know, because just my headspace back then was like, oh, it's just going to be about relationships, and why can't relationships be good? I love shows with relationships, but back then I was like, no, this is not the show for me. It's not my jam. I watched Buffy instead. I'm trying to think what else was on WB. Supernatural came out in 2005. Veronica Mars came out in 2004. I watched a season of that. For whatever reason, I never watched Smallville. I watched like one episode of Smallville because the actor who plays Lana Lang, Kristen Kreyak, her cousin was in the same drama camp that I was back when Smallville came out, and I met Kristen Kreyak. She came to like cheer her sister on, or sister, yeah, her cousin on, and I met her, like, because I was like young and stupid, and there was this really pretty girl, and like, you know, and then I remember like a year later after Smallville premiered, she was on like the cover of like the teen prom. There's like, I think there was like a teen prom magazine or something, and I was like, isn't that so-and-so's cousin? I don't want to like name drop or say her name, but it was just like odd. So I remember watching Smallville because of it, and I remember at the time, and by the way, I still have not watched Smallville except for that one episode. My beef with it was that it's like, why are you having a prequel show about Superman but still introducing all the the villains and the characters. It's kind of like the same reason I just have no interest in watching Gotham. Batman's like one of my favorite superheroes, but it just seems redundant because it's like, okay, you're gonna do a show about like young Commissioner Gordon. That's cool. Gotham is this wonderful city to take stories from, but then why introduce all the villains? It's like they want to have a Batman show, but they don't want to do a Batman show, so they kind of tweak it. And Smallville felt the same way. It's like, okay, we're going to have Clark Kent saving people and having the same abilities, but he doesn't have the caution, so he's not Superman per se. And it just seemed really weird because I had friends who watched it, and like with the red kryptonite and the you know, everything in the green kryptonite, it was, I don't know. And then, of course, Green Arrow is like one of my favorite characters, and they introduced him. I think Aquaman was on the show too, and I also like Aquaman. Anyways, this is not a podcast about my disdain for Smallville and the fact that I've only watched one episode, which I can't judge a show on one episode. So I was trying to go into like a context and frame of reference for the landscape back then and why I'd not watched Gilmore Girls. I didn't watch Gilmore Girls 16 years ago. It was a big mistake. I have now rectified that by watching it. I love this show. And just to... I have to give my internet friend a further shout out. Jordan, you are amazing, even though we've never met, and you've never steered me wrong in terms of taste for TV and music. This show is amazing. I love it. I love the dynamic between Lorelai and her daughter Rory. I love the dialogue. It is so sharp and witty, and it just bounces off. It reminds me of like Aaron Sorkin dialogue or David Mamet dialogue, both of whom I'm huge fans of. But it, like, I love it. Like, a great writer can make anything just kind of feel like really natural and organic. And the fact that Lorelai and Rory will have these conversations and they'll just bounce things off each other, or even the other secondary characters like Luke. And by the way, I'm going to go into a whole thing on Luke and Lorelai, and her friend Suki and her parents, Edward. It's Edward and Emily, right? Edward and Emily Gilmore. It's just, it's so wonderful. It is so great. And it's funny because I have a friend that I went to elementary school with, and she loves Gilmore Girls, and we were chatting about it, and I was kind of getting a little annoyed because I love small towns, and I was like, you know what, that's like my biggest complaint about Gilmore Girls is like they don't really focus on Stars Hollow, really. And then my friend Morgan was like, wait for it. And then hilariously enough is like, I think I was on episode 7. By episode 8, the next episode I had yet to watch, they spent the time in the town council, and I texted her back. I'm like, okay, I was totally wrong. Simply enough, though, Gilmore Girls is just sublime. Like, I want a relationship with my mother like Rory and Lorelai have. I want a friend like Suki to come over and bring me food all the time, or to have a diner like Luke's where he's got these supposedly amazing hamburgers. I mean, I'm a vegetarian now, but I'm sure that Luke's diner would make an amazing veggie burger. Like, it just, I cannot go on about how much I fell in love with this show, and it surprised me. Hence the reason for this podcast, because, like, I really had no expectations. And it's really interesting how the show grew on me. Like, the pilot was really good, and I obviously loved the dynamic between Lorelai and Rory. But as I watched each subsequent episode, I fell more in love with the characters. And they all became more developed. Lane became more developed. Like, Lorelai's parents, Emily and Richard, became more developed. Even Paris Geller. I have sympathy for Paris Geller. And that's saying something, because I hated her when she was introduced. And I was like, okay, God, like, you know, I hate this person. She's so mean to Rory. And then I have sympathy for Paris and like Paris's friends and even Max Medina. And it's just like all of them, like the French man who works at the Independence Inn, whose name, Michelle, whose name I cannot remember offhand. I'm really sick, so go easy on me, guys. I don't want to go on Wikipedia. But this is all of it. Like, I mean, very rarely, and I watch a lot of TV, and I have a lot of, like, favorite TV shows, but very rarely do I love all the characters on the show. Do I love all the ensemble? I can maybe, like, count two shows where, like, I love every single character, and that's Six Feet Under, which is one of my favorite shows of all time, and Parks and Recreation. I love every single character on Gilmore Girls. I love all the dynamics. I care about all the characters. I'm invested in all of them. I get mad at them when they do stupid things. Like, for example, here's my biggest thing. Okay, so, like, I have not watched Gilmore Girls before, right? So, and I did not watch it live. So, at least I had the pleasure of watching on Netflix where I could binge it. I didn't have to wait, like, week per week. But Luke and Lorelai. Let's talk about Luke and Lorelai. When are these two crazy kids going to get together? Because, like, every week I'm waiting for it. So she's like, you know, she gets together with Max Medina, and then Max Medina and her break up, and it's like, okay, finally, like, Luke and Lorelai are going to get together. And then, of course, freaking Christopher shows up and, like, drives a wedge. And then after Christopher, it's Rachel. And the funny thing is that, like, on a lot of other shows, these tropes would seem cliched, but the writer and creator, Amy Sherman Palladino, makes it so natural. And that is, like, credit to a great writer. And she is. Because it doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel cliched. It doesn't feel like, oh my God, like, we're stringing it along. Like, as much as I loved Jim and Pam on The Office, a lot of it for, like, the first season kind of felt like, you know, cliched, because it's like, oh, you know, Pam's got that really bad boyfriend, and, like, a lot of it does come from real life situations, and I get that, but the way that Palladino is able to write these characters, like, it just felt so great, like, the will they or will they won't with Rory and Dean, which, by the way, I think it's hilarious. I'm sure other much more clever people have noticed this, but it's like, so Jared Padalecki is now on Supernatural, and he plays Sam, and he has a brother named Dean, but he first appeared on Gilmore Girls as a character named Dean, and that's just weird for me. And he's, like, slightly smaller. He's not as kind of like bulky and ripped as he was later on Supernatural. So, but it's weird, though. It just doesn't feel right. And I keep waiting for, like, the other Dean to show up. Like, how great would it have been if, like, you know, Jensen Ackles just appeared at some point in Gilmore Girls? Maybe he does. And don't tell me anything. I want to be surprised. But, yeah, anyways, going back to Luke and Lorelai. So, like, it's like I just want them to get together because, like, it's so realistic, right? Like, both with Rory and Dean initially, where she kind of, like, likes this guy, and then she blows him off. And, like, Luke and Lorelai, they kind of, like, have this very snippy relationship. And I don't know about the rest of my lovely listeners, but I can speak from personal experience, either seeing people who did eventually get into a relationship, or myself, where you're kind of, like, really snippy and snarky with somebody, and then those people get together, and sometimes those people don't even know deep down that they like each other or harbor feelings for each other, but that's one of the reasons why sometimes they're contentious between each other, and it's real. And so when Rory was, like, blowing Dean off, and this whole will they or will they won't with Lorelai and Luke, and I haven't read anything, but I'm guessing I'm going to put, like, all my money on the line, which I think, as of right now, like, $30, that Luke and Lorelai will get together. Hopefully soon. But, oh, man, and it's come close. It's come so close, and it's like, oh, I feel like I'm Sebastian from The Little Mermaid, and I'm just like, every time Luke and Lorelai are alone, I'm like, kiss the girl, kiss the boy. Just, I'm Sebastian, and I want Luke and Lorelai to get together. It's just, you have no idea how important it is, how much I have riding on my sad, pathetic, miserable life, sitting on the couch, consuming episodes of Gilmore Girls, where I need these people to get together. Like, I will not feel good about myself if Luke and Lorelai do not get together at some point. But I just, I love this show. I love everything about it, and I feel sad. Like, there's a part of me that it pains me that Stars Hollow is not a real place, because you have no idea the amount of, like, food cravings I have gotten for the show. There's a particular episode right before, like, Dean and Rory kind of, like, officially date, but they are, like, in stage of, like, they really like each other. And so Lorelai stupidly, and we've all done that, like, our hearts are in the right place, invites her daughter's crush over for, like, mother-daughter bonding time. But they went to the grocery store, and they bought all this junk food. And I'm sitting on my couch, and I'm watching, like, Lorelai and Rory consume Twizzlers and ice cream. And it's just like, I want that. I want all of that, you know? I'm sure there's, like, I love pie. I'm sure there's an amazing pie place in Stars Hollow, either at Luke's Diner, or Suki probably makes great pie. Suki totally would. But even that, even Suki and Jackson, they got together, and that felt really good. Like, I love this show. It means so much to me. Like, I'm seriously considering, when I'm up to it and feeling better, buying the first season of Gilmore Girls on DVD. And I don't really buy anything on DVD anymore. That's how much I really, really, really like the show. That now I'm feeling the pressure to watch the rest of the 6 seasons before November. I think the new episode comes out in November. And by the way, please send me email at potfishmole@gmail.com, or message me on Twitter, or if you know me personally, get in touch with me, because Is season 7 worth watching? I've heard such mixed things. Even before, when I never watched Gilmore Girls, I heard, like, mixed reactions about the 7th season because the creator left the show. So in some ways, that would make it easier for me. Like, if you guys don't think season 7 is worth watching, then I just really have 5 seasons to watch. And, you know, speaking of which, my last point on Gilmore Girls. So it's like, we live in the age of 2016. We live in the age of social media. We live in the age of just digital content, where we have all these platforms. We have, you know, DVRs. We have digital distribution methods like iTunes and Amazon. And then we have streaming platforms like Netflix, Amazon, Hulu. We've also got, like, the cable models, where every show is either 10 episodes or 13 episodes long. And of course, the networks, the big networks, still have, like, the 22 episodes per season. But I have to say, God, it is hard watching 21 episodes per season. It's just like, but, and credit to Gilmore Girls, like, it's not like the season had an arc other than just the characters, so it wasn't a slog. But, like, it would have made it so much easier if, like, Gilmore Girls had 13 episodes a season, or even 10 episodes, like I'm used to now. Like, I just finished, like, Preacher and Outcast and Unreal, and each of those seasons had 10 episodes, and it was just, it would have made it so much easier to binge. But I love Gilmore Girls. I can't wait to watch the 2nd season. I just really like this show, you guys. I want Lorelai to be my mom. I want a friend like Suki, a diner like Luke's to exist in real life. And I just want Stars Hollow to be real, and I love all those characters. I really like the show, and I feel stupid that I didn't watch it 16 years ago. So that is my 18-minute rant, gush a fest on Gilmore Girls. I'll talk to you soon. At some point, there will be a regular scheduled episode of Pot Fishbowl. I have no idea when. Have a lovely day. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.